Are you a high-achieving woman who feels stuck in the 9-to-5 and wondering, what's the point? You don't have time or energy for the things you love. Your passions and dreams are collecting dust on the shelf. You crave time and energy for adventures and the people you love, but aren't sure how to do it or where to start? Join holistic nurse practitioner, burnout coach, healer, and surfer mom, Lisa Dunlap, for Nurse Your Soul. This show will empower you to reprioritize yourself, your passions, find joy through adventure, and transform burnout into thriving. Lisa and her guests will uncover the mindset shifts, alternative healing modalities, rituals of self-nurture, endorphin-pumping adventures, and leaps they took to follow their passions and redefine success. Get ready, because this show might just inspire and empower you to drop into your dreams, too. Join us every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to Nurse Your Soul, show number 2. It is so exciting to be here again. I'm your host, Lisa Dunlap, holistic nurse practitioner, coach for burnt out, high-achieving women and nurses, mother of 2, surfer, public speaker, and healer. You're going to get all the things on this show from all the realms of my expertise and my guests. Today, we are talking about how to achieve work-life balance as a busy mompreneur. I feel like this is a hot topic. And is it achievable? And so before we dive into that, just as a reminder, coming to you live every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio and TV network, syndicated Boston worldwide. You can listen online on a mobile app, in your cars, and by asking Alexa, Alexa, launch Dream Vision 7 Radio. Or you can go to the website, dreamvision7radio.com. Okay. Thank you to all of you who listened to my first show. It's really exciting. I love being able to share stories from moms, entrepreneurs, high-achieving women, surfer women, nurses, and that's what you're going to get on this show. But for the first few episodes, it's just me sharing about some of my stories, experiences, and things that I share in my coaching business with women. So I have a business called Nurse Your Soul, and I help women who are burnt out, especially nurses, but I've expanded that audience, and they just feel stuck and like they aren't living the life they want, and how to get unstuck and how to really connect with themselves and their passions again. And then there's another part to that is I've started to help women build their own online businesses, especially nurses. So if you're interested in any of that, please check out the link below. I'll have a link to my Facebook group. I have a couple free Facebook groups, one for anyone interested in becoming an online holistic entrepreneur, and another one for those of you who are just a burnt out, high-achieving woman wanting more tips and tricks. So we'll be having more and more guests on the show, but today I'm going to go ahead and share what has spoken to my audience time and time again, the topic of work-life balance. So I've had my business about 3 years, and I've been doing a show on Facebook once a week for 3 years. And so I've really had an opportunity to get to know the needs out there of high achievers like myself and those who are experiencing burnout and topics that you like. But I always want to hear from you. If there's topics you want to request, please email me, find me on social media at Lisa Dunlap. You can check the show notes, and you can also find me at Nurse Your Soul on social media. Okay, well, let's get right into it. So with these episodes, we normally start off with passions and what my guests are passionate about, but you guys got to hear on show number 1 a lot of my passions and what lights me up: nature, surfing, time with my kids, having autonomy in my schedule. And so that is something that I want you guys in these episodes to really connect with for yourself. What is it that you desire? What is it that you want? What is it that lights you up? Too often when we're in the hamster wheel of life, in the daily grind, we forget what those things are. And part of achieving work-life balance, in my experience, is reconnecting to those passions. So I'm going to go through some of the steps or questions, if you will, that I want you to ask yourself to come up with your own work-life balance plan or blueprint. But first of all, do we think it exists? You know, I'd love to hear from the audience comments on this site or in my DMs on Facebook, Instagram. You know, do you think it exists? I think it's a very debatable subject. I think work-life balance can be something that we think exists and we're always striving for, and it may not exist in the way we hoped or expected, right? I was listening to Jenna Kutcher's podcast today, and she was talking about balance being a moment in time, not something we sustain. So sometimes we have to check our expectations of what we think it might look like and how long can we maintain this balance, you know? And I'm really speaking to especially all the parents out there who have juggled little children, who also have big full-time jobs or businesses. Maybe they coach the sports teams and then they want to spend time surfing. Maybe they also have a side hustle business. You know, how do we find time for ourselves? How do we achieve that and still keep all the balls in the air that we're juggling, I meant to say. So I personally believe it does exist. I do not believe that we constantly can be in a state of work-life balance. It's almost like the challenge of being in a state of total presence and mindfulness is impossible, right? Our mind wanders and we start worrying and future tripping and tripping on the past. In my life, I've definitely had seasons, right? And so sometimes we can have a season where we know things are going to be out of balance. Like we may, like newborn stage is a great example when we have babies. We just know that everything is on hold and everything is about that baby for the next 3 to 6 months, right? Really, the first year. And so I think it's also that awareness that this season I'm focusing on children. Sometimes as a wife, I have to, you know, put my business dreams on hold for a minute to focus on the family if my husband has to travel for work. Sometimes if my mind, body, spirit health is off, I really need to focus a season on getting my health back in order. And sometimes if it's, you know, where I need to be, keeping my nurse practitioner license going, my nurse license going, like I still work very, very part-time as a nurse practitioner to keep my foot in the door, keep me in the game, steady income. And sometimes my focus needs to be there, right? So I believe it's not necessarily juggling all the balls at all the time. It's kind of like holding one ball for a while and then focusing and holding another. And sometimes too, you know, it's like if you know you're going to leave your job to start your business or you know you're going to drop hours, you might be burning the candle at both ends for a while to save money to drop hours or to get that business going so you can quit your job, right? So I think there's that piece to it. But currently, I will say after my rock bottom moment 3 years ago at burnout, and you can listen to show number one to hear more about that. That was that time I was not in balance and I don't think I was aware of it. So the first question to ask yourself and the first tip on how to achieve a work-life balance is really awareness, a self-check-in, an assessment. You know, I was in the hamster wheel of life. I was doing the high achiever thing, proving my worth. You know, that's one of my limiting beliefs. You'll hear that on the show a lot. One of the things that was holding me back was I needed achievements to feel successful, to feel confident. And so when you're in that sort of climb the ladder mode, you're really not asking yourself, am I balanced? It's more the ego mode, the drive mode, the I need to do these things and check off these boxes and then I'll be happy. And also when your head's down like that and you're kind of in it, you're just not pausing in a way where you can step back and get the bird's eye view. So I would encourage you to pause and assess and really be honest with yourself. Do you feel like you have a good work-life balance right now? And I would include, you know, it's almost work-life parenthood balance, right? Like parenthood is its own little thing. Because sometimes it's a part of our self-care and sometimes it's part of our work, right? It's a lot of work. And so having a 6 and 9 year old, and at the time 3 years ago, when I did not have a good work-life balance, they were, what's the math there? 3 and 5, right? So I have a 6 and a 9 year old now. And so I was still really in the trenches. And we don't have a village these days. You know, I think women had better work-life balance back in the day because one, they weren't really working as much. They were running the house and doing all the things while the men went to work. You know, this is like pre-women's lib and all that. And so now it's a privilege we get to go to work, but sometimes we're burning the candle at both ends. We're going to work and we're still expected to do the schedules for the kids and the cooking and the cleaning and all those things, right? So part of that is that being able to step back and assess, where are you at? Are you really feeling like you have a work-life parenthood balance where you're able to have a social life? You feel healthy of mind, body, spirit. You know, you're connecting spiritually to source or God, whatever you believe. You're taking time for yourself each day to do something you love, even if it's just a 5-minute walk. You're making time for your passions on a bigger level. You may or may not love your job, but sometimes we're doing our job so that we can do all the things we love and support our family. Or maybe we have the privilege of having that perfect job we love, that perfect schedule, that perfect business that really lights us up and doesn't feel like work. And that's kind of the ideal dream, isn't it? And it's so possible. So where are you at? You know, are you feeling balanced? And when I would say balance for me means I'm sleeping fairly well, I'm getting exercise, I'm eating fairly well, I'm spending time with my children, I'm bringing in income, I don't feel edgy and stressed. I have time for the things I love, even in small doses. Okay. So moving on to question two, step two. What is it that you value? What lights you up? This is really important to figuring out how to get work-life balance, because we can't really know what our work-life balance situation is. So in order to figure out what our own work-life balance looks like, because yours might look very different than mine, right? Your balance might be working full-time and having time with your kids and not time for exercise. Or your work-life balance might be working nothing and being 100% with your kids. By the way, I've tried that and that was not for me. Yeah, I just was not healthy for me and my kids. I love going to work part-time. Like part of my work-life balance is working part-time in this season of life. And I know that that's what I value, is more time for me and the kids. So make a list of your values. And when I coach women, we go deeper into this in group coaching, one-on-one coaching. And I have some tricks and tools in my Facebook group for you. I do little mini trainings in there about this, because when we can get clear on what it is we value, and that might be time in nature, time with God, time with your kids, we might value travel, friendships, you start to see what's missing in your life. And that's okay. This is not to feel bad about it. It's to recognize, where are we not aligned? You know, we ideally want to be fully aligned with our core values, things that light us up on a day-to-day basis at work, at home, and in our social life and our spiritual life. So what is it you value? You know, what is it that lights you up? And you might need to make a list of all your passions, all the things that light you up. It could be micro beer. It's okay. Like, it doesn't have to be something profound. And another column of your core values, it might be honesty, integrity, you know, mindfulness, right? And what is it you're passionate about that you're not doing? Dancing, soccer, tennis, you know, those passions and things that light us up do not need to die when we become moms. They do not need to die when we become wives. They do not need to die when we become career women. We can have it all. I do believe we can have it all. So once you've made those lists, you can start to see what's missing. If you feel like you don't have a good work-life balance, that's a great place, because then you know where to focus. Like, I need more time in nature. I want to travel more. I really get lit up when I write, and I haven't written in years, right? So these are the things we want to cultivate. like a garden. Nurture. Okay. All right. Number three. What is your dream day schedule? What is the life you desire? And you might be so stuck in the hamster wheel, because I was, that this isn't even that clear, right? This might feel like, huh? I don't have time to dream. Or maybe you've given up on your dreams because you feel so stuck and just like, I have to pay the bills. I got to do this job. My husband lost his job. I got to keep up with the Joneses, whatever the things are. Take a moment. Write it out. What do you desire? Imagine 1 year from now, if you could have your dream workday, how many hours is that? Are you at home? Are you out with working with people? It doesn't even need to make sense. Let yourself dream. It could be being a baker, or maybe it could be totally opposite than what you're doing. Being a baker is awesome. I guess I meant for those of us in healthcare, it could be something, a total 360. Or maybe you love being a nurse practitioner, but you just don't love your current role. Or maybe you love your role, you just don't love your schedule. Sometimes we don't even take a moment to figure out what it is that needs tweaking. It could be really simple. One simple tweak could get us closer to work-life balance. So what is it that you like see yourself working 4-hour days is your dream, making six figures? All right, let's put that down on paper. Working with people in your own business, coaching, educating, doing courses. All right, let's put that down. Maybe you're a nurse at the bedside in the hospital and you would love to be working in a Botox clinic. Put it down. Be honest with yourself. Not what you think other people think you should do, but what you've always desired. Maybe you've always wanted to be a writer or have your own podcast. What does a dream day look and feel like? Is it a slow morning where you get up and make your green juice? Do your meditation or your prayers and then do yoga and then go for a walk. Maybe you get up in the morning and have a slow coffee ritual like me. So my daughter's reminding me, she's homesick with me today. And basically I pour it over and I embrace that. And I've stopped feeling bad about that addiction. And I have welcomed that as a part of my ritual. And I'm mindful when I do it. Are you with people? Are you working from home? Do you have time to be with your children and pick them up at 2:00? Are you making six figures, double six figures, a million? Put it out there. Okay. All right. Now, before we get to steps 4, 5, and 6, we are going to take a quick break.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Are you a high-achieving woman sick of the grind, feeling stuck in your job, and lost sight of what feeds your soul? You crave a passion-driven life with more time for adventures and the people you love, but aren't sure how to get there. Join us for Nurse Your Soul Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This show will empower you to reprioritize yourself, your passions, find joy through adventure, and transform burnout into thriving. Lisa and her guests will uncover the mindset shifts, alternative healing modalities, rituals of self-nurture, endorphin-pumping adventures, and leaps they took to follow their passions and redefine success. Get ready, because this show might just inspire you to drop into your dreams too. Lisa and her guests not only transformed their burnout into thriving, but unlocked endless possibilities for themselves. Join us every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on DreamVision 7 Radio Network.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back from the break. Lisa here with Nurse Your Soul, holistic nurse practitioner and burnout coach, healer, mom, and surfer. All right. So today we're talking about work-life balance, whether it's real, how we can achieve it. And I've been going through my thoughts on this as a busy working mama with a business. I've been doing that about 3 years now as a nurse entrepreneur, and I have had children for about 9 years. And we were on step three. We have determined that it is possible, but it's all about perspective. So you can go back and listen to the recording of the episode if you missed it. And we were talking about step three, which is your dream schedule, your dream day, your dream life. And, you know, crafting this out, I do want to mention it does not have to be like $1 million mansion on a beach. You know, everyone's dream day, dream schedule could look very different. And I like to start out with a dream day because that really gives you an idea of what kind of lifestyle you want to cultivate. When I was burnt out and deciding to leave my 9-to-5, take that leap, build an online nurse business, I knew one of like core values, time with my kids, time in nature, time for surfing, time for my mental health, physical health, spiritual health, eating healthy food, and slow mornings. Like no dream is too big or small. I wanted to wake up slow. I wanted to have time to meditate, journal, do a walk, be in nature, connect before I jumped into the grind. You know, so my dream day is like 4-hour work days. I could pick up my kids from school. I could blow off work if I want to, because the surf is good, because as a surfer, you got to be like able to go at the drop of the hat, right? So when I designed my work-life balance, you know, it's intentional. You have to design it. It doesn't just snap your fingers and happen, or, you know, and sometimes it's one small tweak. Like I was saying, maybe you've just figured out that you want more autonomy. You don't want to be managed by people anymore, or you want schedule flexibility. Maybe you get a job and you're very clear in the interview that you want to be able to work from home on your terms, but you'll get the work done. Because I knew I wanted schedule flexibility day to day, week to week, and I wanted flexibility hour to hour. I also wanted total autonomy. And I wanted to be able to flex my schedule around the surf, around my health, and around my kids. And I'm telling you, once you set that intention and create that dream and you write it, you will start attracting opportunities. You will also start figuring out the steps to get there. It's like working backwards, knowing the end result, and then what are the actions I need to do to make this happen? And even if you get 50% of your dream life, dream day, hey, it's better than nothing. So I really think intention is important, crafting what you want for work-life balance. Your dream morning might start at 5 a.m. You might like to work from 5 till noon and then have from noon to 4 off. You know, it could be very different. You might want to work 3/12 and have 4 days off. A lot of bedside nurses find happiness and joy just switching schedules, switching their nursing role, going from inpatient to outpatient, going from nurse to nurse practitioner, going from full-time to part-time can make a huge difference, or even just dropping from 5 days a week to 4 days a week. You know, so these little tweaks, if we can't maybe have the dream that we've crafted right away, we can ask ourselves, what little tweaks can I make? And actually, that was step five. So what little tweaks can I, so I'll go ahead and call it step four. What little tweaks can I make now to get me closer to that dream work-life balance? You know, so when my husband and me decided I would quit my full-time job and take that leap, and we didn't have a huge savings, and I was paying half the bills. And I also decided to homeschool the kids because that was in pandemic lockdown. So it was like threefold. I was healing from burnout, I was homeschooling and spending time with the kids, and I was building a business. So we knew it was worth the financial hit that year to dip into savings and to really cut back on things. And sometimes that's what you have to do for work-life balance. If your priority is more time freedom, well, then maybe you're not going to bring in more money. And ideally both, right? But I knew time freedom was more important to me than becoming a millionaire. Millionaire could wait. And ego, really take your ego out of it. What we think we want or desire and sometimes isn't what makes us happy. You know, I had always thought becoming that nurse practitioner, the top of my career, was going to bring happiness.
7 o'clock.
And I had always thought that running a marathon would bring me happiness. But it's not those things. It's that work-life balance. It's that heart feeling. It's feeling nurtured. And I knew having freedom and space in my schedule every day, which meant building an online business. I still work now 16 hours a week as a nurse practitioner, very flexible hospice job where I do house calls, very autonomous, very flexible, low stress. And that might be some of the tweaks you can make. So that's step four. What are some tweaks you can make right now? And, you know, when I coach nurses in this, a lot of times it's talking to their boss and nurse practitioners and asking for that admin time to chart, or asking to go down to 4 days a week, or asking to do part-time while you build your business or you heal from burnout, or even taking FMLA if you're sick or injured and you really need to heal. And there's no shame in that. There's no shame in taking time for you and getting back, recalibrating to work-life balance. You know, and my husband and me took that leap, and then we built even more of a dream. If you listen to show number one, and we decided we're going to move across the country to live near the ocean, that was part of our dream day. So you can bet your lucky stars that every single day I look at my schedule here in Wilmington, North Carolina. We live 15 minutes from the surf break. And I can say, where can I fit in surfing? So I would say this is still step four. What shifts can I make on a week-to-week basis to align with work-life balance? I'm constantly looking at my schedule, putting myself in my schedule. I didn't include this as a step, but we'll include it as part A of step four. What shifts can you do right now to get you closer to that work-life balance? Put yourself in your schedule. I put surfing in my schedule. Every week I look at the report. I look at where I can shift my schedule around so that I can get in the ocean at least once. And then I make a plan with friends to hold me accountable. Another hack. I look at what kind of workout classes I can squeeze in. And I'm, you know, every Sunday I'm looking for that work-life balance this week as a mom. I'm looking at which days I'm picking up the kids to bring them home, which days my husband's doing mornings so I can have a morning off, you know? And that moves into another step. But what other shifts can you make now? Talking to your boss, asking to shift your schedule. If you're applying and interviewing for jobs, best tip, this is a million-dollar tip that I give nurse practitioners and nurses who are finding their dream job, dream career that works with their life. Ask in your interview for what you want. Be honest. We are in healthcare. They need you. They still need you a lot. You don't know what you can get if you don't ask. So ask, be honest. Say, you know, I know this is full-time, but I'm really looking for part-time. Or, hey, would you guys be willing to talk about a flex schedule, some days at home, or, hey, I really need more PTO than 2 weeks a year, you know, negotiate even before you've gotten the job. Well, maybe not negotiating PTO, but ask for what you want. So there's that intention. Other shifts you can make right now to get closer to work-life balance is like starting to like build a little side hustle, because you know eventually it's going to turn into a business and it feeds your soul and it brings in extra money so you can cut back at work. And join my Holistic Nurse Entrepreneurs group on Facebook if you're in healthcare. Excuse me. Anyone in healthcare can join that. And that's about building that side hustle. I give you tips, trainings, there's freebies, there's workshops. So yeah. All right. Step five. One thing I didn't say, when you're creating your dream life, your dream day, your dream schedule, how do you want to feel? So going back to step three, think about how you want to feel in a day. Do you want to feel peaceful, rested, excited, like your cup is full? Okay. And that'll help you when you think about how can you, you know, what shifts can you make to get closer to that? So step five is, how can you bring some of that feeling into the present moment? So if you want to feel healthy in your dream day, in your work-life balance day, how can you bring some more healthy into today? Maybe it's a salad for lunch. We got to break it down into the practical, simple, rather than I can't have a work-life balance. I give up. I'm just going to be stressed in this hamster wheel forever. We can actually cultivate a little bit of it in each mindful moment. Oh, I'm going to eat a healthy salad. This is amazing. I feel so good. Yay me. Maybe dinner, you eat chicken nuggets and fries. Who cares? But you had that one meal. Maybe you want more exercise and you just start small, bite-sized, with a little five-minute walk each day on your break at work. Maybe you want more time with your kids. Where can you cut out? Where could you leave work early to spend more time with them? If you want to feel like you're stepping into your passions, can you book a class and schedule a class like that of something you like, and it'll hold you accountable? If you put money in, I guarantee you'll show up. If you want to feel like more love, maybe you want more love in your marriage, and how can you create date nights? Block it off. Schedule. You know, I'm kind of a scheduling freak. You're going to get to know that about me. I love my Apple phone schedule. I like constantly am time blocking. I time block meditation in there. I time block projects. I work backwards. If I have a deadline for something in a week, then I put the pieces in on which day I'm going to need to do it. If you want to build a business and you don't know where to start, get in a free group like mine, or go, you know, pay for a low ticket workshop. If you want to start building your business, just start, you know, before you're ready. Okay. So we've done number one, step one, assess an awareness of where you're at with work-life balance, what's working, what's not. Step two is your core values. That helps you understand what's missing, why things might feel out of balance. You know, for me, mind, body, spirit's important. So that means I spend time each week seeing a therapist. Well, maybe not every week, or a life coach. I invest in myself with business mentors, money mindset mentors, abundance mentors. I definitely make time for journaling and meditation and exercises like my stress reliever. So there's always time for that. So step two, what is it that lights you up? What do you value? What's missing? Step three, create your dream day, your dream schedule. If you want help with that, I actually have a workshop. You can message me, follow me on social media, Lisa Dunlap, or on Instagram, that's Facebook, or Instagram, Nurse Your Soul with Lisa. And you can message me. I have a workshop that's recorded. That is very low cost, that talks about how to create your dream year and your dream day. Okay, step four, What shifts can you make now to get closer to that work-life balance in small bite-sized bits, starting with a meal, starting with a five-minute walk, starting with time blocking? Step five, how can we bring some of those feelings we want from that dream work-life balance? How do we want to feel if we have work-life balance, what would it feel like? And then how can we bring that to the present? All right, and step six, the final step is delegate. So I'm going to tell you about this after the break, and we'll be right back.
EDCIA is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, EDCIA has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join EDCIA's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit edciaglobal.org.
Are you a high-achieving woman sick of the grind, feeling stuck in your job, and lost sight of what feeds your soul? You crave a passion-driven life with more time for adventures and the people you love, but aren't sure how to get there. Join us for Nurse Your Soul Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This show will empower you to reprioritize yourself, your passions, find joy through adventure, and transform burnout into thriving. Lisa and her guests will uncover the mindset shifts, alternative healing modalities, rituals of self-nurture, endorphin-pumping adventures, and leaps they took to follow their passions and redefine success. Get ready, because this show might just inspire you to drop into your dreams too. Lisa and her guests not only transformed their burnout into thriving, but unlocked endless possibilities for themselves. Join us every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylen Riobe. That's Mylane Riobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylen is the founder of Awakened Wellness Now, an online education community dedicated to helping exhausted entrepreneurs recover from burnout and live their best lives. She's also a practicing physician at the New York Center for Integrative Health in New York City. For more information, visit awakenedwellnessnow.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Okay, welcome back to Nurse Your Soul. We were talking about step six in how to cultivate work-life balance as a busy, high-achieving woman. Maybe you're a mom, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're a surfer like me, and you're just trying to find more time to surf. Gosh, we'd love to surf every single day. But which also makes me think about being in Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago. And that came out of wanting more work-life balance and connecting to my values of travel. And that was my first women's surf retreat. That lights me up. I was resting. It could seem indulgent, but you know what? Now I think it's going to be a yearly thing on my calendar for work-life balance. So those are the kinds of things you can plan for, save for, talk about, cultivate. All right. So step six, really good one. And this is, you hear it a lot, but let's break it down. So delegation. Part of work-life balance is looking at things that are not in your zone of genius that you have to do every day, that are sucking the life out of you, sucking your time. We are in the perfect age for delegation. It doesn't have to be even delegation to humans. Maybe you hate cooking, so you gift yourself DoorDash once a week or a pre-made healthy meal for your family. You know, cut yourself some slack. Maybe you hate deep cleaning the home. Sure, it's extra money, but isn't your time and energy worth more than that $200 to deep clean your home? A lot of times too, if we're paying someone who's an expert at cooking or dishes or cleaning, they're going to do it in 4 times faster than we can do it. So you're actually saving time, which then you can put into yourself, your family, your business when you think about it that way. So it's actually eventually going to save you money. So cleaning lady, ordering meals time to time. Maybe you have a little more childcare if you're in a season of life where you're working on yourself and your business. Maybe you delegate tasks at work and ask for help in your business. We can all do better at hiring virtual assistants, using Fiverr. Maybe you ask friends and family for help in the right moments at the right time, especially when marriages, partnerships, looking at tasks that you both take on and dividing them up, evaluating that, seeing which one's, you know, my husband's own genius and which one is mine. So think about that. Where can you hand off tasks that are not feeding your soul that someone else could do faster and better, right? So that's it. That is the six tips I have, 6 questions, and that's a lot. You could journal on all of these and you could for about a week. And if you join my Facebook groups, you'll see there's more trainings on this. And also, if you're on my email list, you would get more tips such as these. And, you know, I have upcoming workshops that I'll let you know about. But yeah, I think there's a little bonus here that I wanted to share before we wrap it up and do food for the soul. You know, the bonus tip here is that sometimes we have limiting beliefs that hold us back from stepping into the life we desire. I don't even want to say sometimes. We all have limiting beliefs. This is conditioning. This is things we've heard from society, maybe religions we grew up with, maybe parents. And these can often hold us back from stepping into abundance and, you know, the life that we desire. Or maybe we feel pressure to stay in our career. For example, a lot of nurses and nurse practitioners I work with have fear of leaving their role because they've worked so hard to get in that role and they feel like a failure if they change roles or find a different job. Kind of sounds silly, but it makes sense, right? So that's a fear of failure, fear of what people will think. Sometimes there can be fear of, what people will think if we're resting or we're cutting back our hours. There can be money fear, limits around money. If I cut back my hours or I take more time for myself, will we have enough money? There can be fear of, you know, being judged. Like I get that occasionally when I show up to the bus stop with sandy feet and my wetsuit to pick up my kids. I think too deep down, people have a fear of maybe not being worthy enough to have what they want. And often if we're used to chaos and stress, as many high-achieving women and men are, we can struggle to find peace and balance because we are accustomed and comfortable with struggle, chaos, and stress. Our cortisol is running high. And so sometimes it's really just checking in with your heart center, and understanding what would bring you more balance, right? So that was just a little bonus tip I wanted to give you before we wrap up with Food for the Soul. And I also, at the end of all of these shows, that you're going to get practical rituals of self-nurture. Well, I did put a few in there. And I think the ones that you heard today that are most important would be time blocking yourself in your schedule. So if you want to do more surfing, put that in your calendar and have an accountability buddy to hold you to it. If you want more date nights, get a sitter that's on your calendar. Get a deep bench of sitters like me and my husband and have a date night minimum once a month, ideally once a week. If you want more nature, and start small, just get outside every day, 5 minutes. If you want to feel healthier, eat a healthy meal, one meal a day, make one small change, and then celebrate it and feel good about it. And that would be my food for the soul for today, is celebrate your small wins. Even just listening to this show, taking some time, maybe you journaled on one thing and you walk away with one nugget, celebrate those small wins. When you're making steps towards better work-life balance, stepping into your passions, we really don't want to shame ourselves for what we're not doing. We want to feel good for what we are doing. Too often we accomplish what we wanted. We eat that healthy salad. We put the date on the calendar, but we don't celebrate that, hey, I did that. So celebrate yourself. Okay, thank you for tuning in. I will be with y'all next Friday, 7 p.m., 7 a.m. Eastern on Dream Visions. And I look forward to more shows with you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Nurse Your Soul with Lisa Dunlap, holistic nurse practitioner and burnout coach on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Lisa next time for inspiring stories of women who have pursued their passions as medicine for the soul on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. They've transformed their mental, emotional, and physical health by following their hearts, reconnecting to their passions, building their own businesses, redefining success, or reconnecting to adventure. Find us at nurseyoursoulwithlisa.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.